Blog Talk Radio.
The show at 11, but today can't do it because of an appointment that I have today.
Uh-huh.
I have to go to someone's special birthday gathering, so that's why I can't host the show tonight at 11. So I decided to start the show today at 6:30, and today we'll be talking about video games, you know, present and classic video games.
Oh, yeah.
And I found a top 10 video game video on YouTube that I'm going to play in a short while. And William, Willy Boy,
yep.
is going to preview L.A. Noire, right?
Well, yeah, I'll give you a little synopsis. I mean, I don't have the game yet. You know,
yeah.
it's coming out May 17th, which should be Tuesday, I would assume.
Yeah, good.
And it's from Rockstar.
Wait, hey, don't give them the preview yet. That's later in the show.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot we were right. You're previewing.
Yeah.
My fault.
No, you're gonna preview it later because you know more about it than I do. I've just seen the
okay.
commercial, so.
Right.
I don't know a damn thing about it, but it looks like a cool game from what I've seen in the commercials. And
oh, yeah.
Me and you are both fans of Rockstar.
Yeah.
The last game that we both got from Rockstar was Red Dead Redemption.
Right.
And that's taken me years to pass. I've been very busy, so I haven't had a chance to pass it, but hopefully I get to pass it sometime in the near future, whenever that is.
Yep.
So, yeah, we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about video games in general. And, yeah, and, you know, me and Will, we love video games. You know,
gamers, no doubt.
We have a huge collection.
Mm-hmm.
If we combine our collection of video games, we could form, like, Voltron, I guess.
Yeah, right? I know, yeah. Or Captain Planet or something.
So, yeah, we're going to be talking about video games and... Hey, if you want to call in, you know the number here. So feel free to call in and comment or talk about video games too. So, yeah, so I want to start off with this YouTube video that I found today. And it counts down some of the top 10 video games ever. And afterwards, me and you, Will, we could comment on it and give our thoughts on what we think about it.
Sure.
And, yeah, so let me play it right now. And I think this originally aired on Game Trailers TV or G4, one of those two channels.
All right.
So let me play it.
It's rare that it takes four tries for a video game series to get it right, but that's exactly the case with Resident Evil 4.
It's actually scary. And one of the biggest differences is just that Spanish peasants are slightly faster than zombies.
Always known more for cheap scares than tight gameplay, all that changes with a brand new over-the-shoulder view.
They put the camera behind me, the graphics were beautiful, making the GameCube look like an Xbox.
Lumbering zombies are swapped out for crazed villagers, giving the series a sense of urgency it never has. And it gives you the sense that Resident Evil 4 is one of the 10 best games of all time.
You just shoot everyone in the head, and their heads explode, and it's just... it's a celebration. It's a fantasy of light and color.
Just like that new kid down the street that has a trampoline, a little game called Halo continues to help the Xbox platform make some easy friends.
Halo provided an experience in multiplayer and single player that, you know, spawned one of the greatest franchises in gaming history.
It's one of my favorite console games for first-person shooters. I think it really hit home. Even with me.
With enigmatic Master Chief as the lead character, the rebounding health meter is copied more times than a leaked exam. But what ultimately makes it a mega hit is its multiplayer.
People play this game, not just a single player, but they play it multiplayer, they play it over their friends' houses, they dress up as Master Chief.
LAN parties have become cool, a lot of nerds are finally scoring dates, and Halo finds itself inside the top 10 games of all time at number 9. Now if Peter Jackson could just finish the movie. A gruff secret agent, a winding story, and cigarettes?
Metal Gear Solid basically invented the stealth game.
It's the perfect formula to usher in the era of adult video games.
Metal Gear Solid was like this amazing breakthrough in stealth gaming.
I'm here to save you.
One of the first cinematic games, Metal Gear Solid's plot is one part twisting and three parts confusing.
You throw him into this crazy story with awesome weapons, awesome gadgets, awesome gear.
Captivating, inventive, and gritty. Metal Gear Solid is your choice as the 8th best game of all time.
It just spawned the stealth action genre, which everyone's trying to copy to this day.
Grand Theft Auto 3 broke more than a few molds and faces when it debuted in 2001, creating a brand new genre and taking the overhead 2D perspective from the old GTAs into the third dimension in the process.
Grand Theft Auto. That's my favorite game of all time. Like, you get to be your own person on it. You get to have the most freedom of any game I play.
Imitators have come and gone, but no game has perfected the formula like Grand Theft Auto San Andreas.
San Andreas really perfected the concept of sandbox gaming.
With a completely customizable character that changes according to your playing habits, San Andreas is the epitome of free-roaming games, and your pick for the 7th best game of all time.
So Grand Theft Auto is a great game because it allows thugs in training the opportunity to practice things like vandalism, carjacking, and building criminal empires without ever having to leave the safety of their own government-subsidized housing.
The Final Fantasy series is one of the most popular games out there. Its stories are filled with love and betrayal and oddly androgynous characters.
If anyone ever makes 10 games of one game title, I think it's pretty addictive.
The most popular installment of this beloved RPG is Final Fantasy VII.
The game took a franchise that was already popular but kind of underground. It took it into the mainstream. It utilized the hardware capabilities of the PlayStation platform to take RPGs into a next generation.
FF7 is also the first game to be driven by incredibly detailed cinemas and features an on-screen death that moves some players to tears. It's time for Tecmo Bowl, the original football game that started the sports franchise craze. Without Tecmo Bowl, Madden would just be another sportscaster.
What we had before Tecmo Bowl to when Tecmo Bowl was created, it was unbelievable. It was like the difference between like a horse and buggy versus a car.
It's the first game to include real teams and players. It's also incredibly easy to just pick up and play.
You could just take a player and just start running around the field for like 90 seconds.
As proof that a game doesn't have to be complex to be fun, Tecmo Bowl has armchair quarterbacks in the huddle at number 5 on our list. Lots of Mario games were in the mix, so we put the top 2 vote-getters together. Super Mario World and Super Mario 64.
The great thing about Super Mario World is that it understands what's good about Super Mario Brothers. That it understands that platforming is about jumping from thing to thing.
Its aerial gameplay and the triumphant debut of Yoshi and his acrobatic tongue all make it the best 2D Mario game in existence. And few characters jump boldly into the third dimension the way Mario has.
Mario looks like Ron Jeremy. I don't know if that's intentional or what.
I still love Mario Brothers.
Super Mario 64 is the first game to truly nail 3D gameplay, with its adjustable camera and near-perfect controls.
Mario 64 was really the prototype 3D platformer.
It's me, Mario!
It's probably the best one ever, to be honest. Like, they just sort of got worse from there.
The combination of the two make for a groundbreaking concoction of jumping and butt-stomping that seats the series squarely into the fourth position. Arcades used to steal more quarters than a recliner, and Street Fighter II was the prime suspect.
People still love to play the classic Street Fighter fighting game. Even in tournaments, these kids line up to play the old sprite-based Street Fighter II.
Hyper Fighting is so well balanced that it's still the tournament fighter of choice 14 years after its release.
You know, same dollar game, dollar round, $2 a game, $2 a round, whatever, and I was a big part of that. I made a lot of money playing Street Fighter II.
Street Fighter 2 is so badass that they actually took one of their main characters, put a blonde wig on him, and then made you play all over again.
Its characters are still some of the most recognized in the biz, along with its patented battle cry. Stacking blocks is fun for kids, but who would have ever thought full-grown adults would become addicted to it? Computer engineers from communist Russia, that's who.
Only people smothered by a repressive communist regime could find a way to make falling geometric blocks fun. And they did. Thanks, communism.
The original creator isn't making a dime from his idea, but the Russian government sure is.
Well, Tetris, I think, was actually one of the very first competitive games I actually played one-on-one.
For such a simple concept, it's hard to believe that it's still being released, basically unchanged to this day. As the epitome of elegant, timeless design, Tetris stacks up as the second best video game of all time.
Tetris, the block-falling game, I curse you.
Turning Zelda's 2D sprites into a fully 3D world wasn't enough for Nintendo. Instead, it had to go and reinvent the sword with Ocarina of Time for the N64.
It had great graphics and a great epic story. It was kind of like Lord of the Rings, but with Super Mario's kind of gameplay.
One of the boss battles is in the belly of a giant fish. You can't argue with that.
The thing about Zelda, though, is there's so many good power-ups. Like, there's the bomb and the boomerang and the bow and arrow.
It really set the point for all new games that are coming forward to start using that model.
And all of a sudden, you're dropped in on horseback, you know, sword flinging through one of the greatest adventures of all time.
With tons of features that are now industry standards, it's a walking patent office. Lock-on combat, automatic jumping, traveling on horseback, and a story with plenty of twists not only make Ocarina of Time a classic, it's your choice as the best video game of all time.
All right, so that's the top 10 video games of all time. So let's recap. They had number 10 as Resident Evil 4. Number 9 was Halo. Number 8 was Metal Gear Solid. Number 7 was Grand Theft Auto 3 and Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Number 6 was Final Fantasy 7. Number 5 was Tecmo Bowl. I've never heard of that game before, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I've heard of it. It was like the company Tecmo, they created a football game, which, of course, Manon would copy that.
That's the first time I'm hearing of this. Number 4 was Super Mario World and Super Mario 64. Number 3 was Street Fighter 2. Number 2 was Tetris. And number 1 was Zelda.
Now, you know, I mean, I have some of these games, but there's some omissions that I think should have been put in. Like, they should put Vice City inside that group of the Grand Theft Auto games.
Yeah, I think they left out Mortal Kombat. I mean, what about Mortal
Kombat? That's what I was about to say. You stole my answer. Why you didn't let me say it? Yeah, I was just about to say that. That was the first thing I was going to say. Like I say, where's Mortal Kombat? I mean, Tetris is a great game too. Also, I mean, it's a classic. But
yeah.
Over Mortal Kombat? Come on, I'm sorry.
I would definitely put Mortal Kombat over Tetris. I mean, come on. I mean, I know Tetris was hugely popular. It's one of the greatest arcade games ever. But
yeah,
I mean, come on. Mortal Kombat is up there with Street Fighter. Maybe even better.
I know.
Would say.
I know. At least tie them with Street Fighter.
Definitely. I mean, Tecmo Bowl, I mean, I know it's like, it set the standard for like football and sports games out there, but I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, it's a real popular game. I mean, I've never played it, but, but I mean.
And Madden copied from that game?
Well, this game came out before, and then afterwards EA came out with the Madden game.
Oh, okay.
Like they said, this was the first game that had, you know, real teams and real players.
Right.
So then afterwards, you know, Madden had their own thing, and Madden started creating games, and then afterwards, I think later on, they started using, you know, real teams and real players' names and stuff like that.
Oh, okay, I see. Wow. And this was for Nintendo, the old Nintendo?
What, Tecmo?
Yeah.
I think it was for the old Nintendo. It could have been for Super Nintendo also. I mean, not Super Nintendo. Could have been for Sega, too, but I'm not sure. But I think it did come off of Nintendo.
Yeah.
I think Tecmo is that company that created, like, Ninja Gaiden and Dead or Alive. I think that's the company. I could be wrong.
I need to do research on that game.
Tecmo is a popular Japanese company. But I think those games, I think, were created by them also.
Oh, Yeah, and you know, on the list, you know, of course you had, you expected some of the games like Grand Theft Auto, Halo,
of course,
Resident Evil,
right,
Mario, of course. I mean, I love the Mario games.
Yep.
You love the Mario games also.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, they
should get
Mario
World.
I mean, yeah, that's the best out of the whole franchise.
Yeah, to me, that's my favorite Super Mario Brother game. I mean, they should have had honorable mention for 3 and 1 that started the whole series. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I do agree. I mean, you know,
Super Mario World is above the rest of it. You know.
Yeah.
Street Fighter, yeah, you know, that's set the standard for fighting games.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. They should at least have Mortal Kombat tied with that.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. You have fatalities in Mortal Kombat. You have that whole dark, edgy look to it.
The characters. The catchphrases. I mean, come on.
The blood and gore. Yeah.
They should definitely put. I'm actually shocked. That was literally the first thing. After they said number one was, I'm trying to remember what was number one. Ocarina of Time, Zelda.
I haven't
played that game. The only Zelda game I've played was Link to the Past. So I haven't played or gotten Ocarina of Time yet, so I don't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree. Zelda deserves to be on the list. It's one of the legendary games, you know?
Yeah.
Although I think Halo is the best game of all time, but that's just my opinion.
So you would agree Halo was a little, I mean, even though all these lists are, I mean, all the games are great, but Halo and GTA were, and Super Mario Brothers for that matter, the Super Mario Brothers game are a little lower than I would expect. But.
Yeah, they should be higher, definitely higher.
But then again, I mean, these are all top 10 greatest games of all time. So.
That's true.
The list is kind of out of order, but, you know, they're all great games.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good list, don't get me wrong, but,
There are some omissions that you know they should have fixed, but
overall good list. I've played some of these games, not all of them, you know.
Yeah, me too.
Haven't played Tecmo Bowl.
Me either.
I've never played Final Fantasy. Never.
Oh yeah, I've played Final Fantasy. So I've never beaten it yet, but I've played it.
Yeah, I heard that game lasts for years. Is that true?
The Final Fantasy VII?
Yeah.
that I don't know, because I never beat the game.
Oh,
I think I was like in the beginning or towards the beginning or middle or so. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I heard that game was like World of Warcraft, whatever that game.
You mean War and Peace?
Or War of Warcraft?
Yeah. That game. Except you're not online.
But yeah, it was a good list. So that's the top 10 video games of all time that I found on YouTube. So, you know, in my opinion, it's a good list, but some games are out of order and some games that they forgot. So,
hey, maybe we should make our top 10.
Yeah.
But not right now. I mean, that's.
Yeah, of course. The show's about to end. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, so let's get to the LA Noire preview.
LA Noire. Yeah.
I've seen the commercials from it. It looks like an old mobster game, kind of.
Well, actually, you know, it takes place 2 years after World War II, 1947. Mm-hmm. But you don't play as a gangster. You actually play as a cop, called Cole Phelps.
Oh, so you play as a cop in the game, not a mobster?
No, you play as a cop.
Oh.
This is a Rockstar game, but it's developed by Team Bondi, the same team that created the Getaway game, which was a great game. I've got to the middle. I've never I haven't been in it because there's this level there's two characters. One half you play as the main character, and then the second half of the game you play as another character.
Oh.
So I'm on that last. The last time I played, which was years ago, I was on the last level of. The main character of that game, but it's a long story.
Oh, okay.
But in any case, pretty much the main character, his child got kidnapped, and he's fighting off gangsters, because I think he used to be a gangster, but he was trying to fight his old gang to try to get back his kid back.
Yeah.
So I was on that last level, but it's a long story.
Oh.
But getting to this one, L.A. Noire, you play as a cop, Cole Phelps. And the actor is played by Aaron Staten, who's from Mad Men. And what makes set this game apart is that they actually have like this motion scan thing that the people that you see in the game are actually real people.
Oh,
they actually scan real people. So this is like a revolutionary gaming, because you'll actually see the actors talk and act out. And the main character, he came back from the war,
mm-hmm.
and he's a cop. And as you go through the levels, the ranks, you're gonna have different partners. So pretty much you're gonna be a cop, and you're gonna try to search for clues.
Mm-hmm.
And it's set back in 1947's Hollywood, where there was a lot of
crime
and of course racism, and a lot of, you know, it's a film noir type game, hence the title, L.A. Noir.
Yeah.
And in the game, which is revolutionary, you actually look at the characters, the suspects, and you could tell, you look at their facial expressions and what they're saying, you could tell whether or not when you're questioning them, whether they're lying, or if you doubt them, or if you believe they're telling the truth. So depending on what you tell them, and what the evidence you get determines whether or not, you know, how you progress into the game and the cases.
Wow.
And of course, you know,
would you compare this game to the Godfather games?
What were you saying?
Would you compare this game to the Godfather game almost?
It looks like it's gonna be better.
Oh, okay.
Then the, yeah.
Man, gotta get that.
Yep.
And what date is this released?
May 17th.
May 17th, yep, that's Tuesday.
Yep. And, you know, of course, the typical Rockstar game, you know, there'll be shooting, driving.
Yeah.
But it's mostly more of a detective game, you know, you search for clues, and, you know, you drive around, you know, places, and they actually reconstructed, the 1940s Hollywood before they had the freeways before the New York teams moved to LA in the 50s. So it's like taking a time machine and, you know, LA in the 1940s.
Wow, so Rockstar is adding a different spin to their games now. Like, you don't play as a criminal or, you know, someone associated with crime. You play as a cop, basically.
Yeah, you play as a cop who fought in World War II. On the surface, he looks like a Boy Scout, but he has a dark past in the war. And as you progress in the game, you'll find out.
Nice.
So, yeah, it looks like it's going to be a great game. And even it's historically accurate. Even the Hollywood sign isn't just Hollywood. It wrote Hollywood Land.
Right.
Because it promoted this, a company that was around back in those days.
Wow.
And then 4 years later, that's how they took off the last four letters, and that's how it became Hollywood as we know it today.
I definitely
got to
get that May 17, right?
Yep.
Yep, I'm going to spend my $70 to get that game.
Yep. A lot of people will.
All right, well, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening
to the show. Anytime, you guys. So I'll see you next week. Enjoy the special edition of I'm Back. See you next week at my regular time here Saturday night.